Colin and Mary Birch are no doubt some of the few people who bought a business in the middle of 2020. Travel along a small country lane outside Cambridge and you'll find them, along with multiple greenhouses full of lilies. The couple own Lilies by Bluedon, and as Leah found out, jumping headfirst into a business you know nothing about brings its challenges, pandemic aside.
Oh my goodness.
This is what a day looks like.
No, you have to be kidding.
This is a day.
That we're standing in a sort of fridging unit.
It's about 300 square metres.
Full to the brim with two tiers of lilies. How many lilies?
Each one of those tubs would have about 50 bunches. Each bunch has got five, and there's 250 lilies. I don't know how. I mean, there's probably 30 or 40,000 lilies in here.
You can't smell them as wildly as I thought you might, probably because of the chiller, right?
Well, it's the chiller, and our job is to sell them as closed and as tight as possible so that the recipient gets the benefit of them. The fastest it can be is picked today, out tomorrow to an auction, and then to a florist. It's a day or two to get to there, and then it's being used. This is all going out the door over the next couple of days, so we'll have new stuff coming in for the markets. They will have been picked on Friday to the market on Saturday, and then they will probably take 3 or 4 days to open, and then they'll last for a couple of weeks before they then start dying. As a satisfying thing, for the price of two cups of coffee, people will have a bunch of flowers that are developing and changing for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, for literally $10.
Right, we'll go up into the greenhouses.
Everything's still open.
Thanks, Tony.
So this is what the smallest lily house looks like. So this was the original lily house. These are all planted and ready for Christmas and the first few weeks after Christmas. They're probably about 8 weeks old.
Really?
At the moment.
Wow. So it doesn't take them long to grow then, does it?
No. And there's about 2,000 stems per row. So this bay here is probably about 8,000 stems by multiple bays. So not quite 500,000 in the various bays, but that's kind of the quantum that's going through all the time.
How do you organise the different bays? Are they done by colours, done by variety?
They're done by variety and their length of grow. Mm-hmm. So everything that's in the bay will grow at the same pace. They might be different colours. We're unique in that we want to be able to provide some of every colour and every type at all times. So we predominantly do Oriental, which are the large scented lilies, and Asiatic, which are the slightly smaller but getting larger unscented lilies. And then we do much smaller volumes of rose lilies, which are double lilies, and Christmas lilies, sort of longiflorum type. So those are much smaller volumes. So basically, we'll be planting a bay about 5,000 stems a day is probably what we're looking for, so probably about this every day.
You're planting that every day?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and picking it and grading it and putting it through the chiller and selling it.
So how many people do you have to do all of that work?
Between 10 permanent full-time and a few permanent part-time and a few odds and sods. We go back inside.
Yeah. We might have to run away from this rain.
Hello, I'm Mary Birch, and I currently run Lilies by Bluedon, which is a lily nursery in Cambridge.
And I'm Colin Birch, and I help Mary in running the business, mainly on the infrastructure and equipment side of things.
Colin has been buying me lilies from here for years and years. We've lived in Cambridge 14 years now, and he's always bought me lilies from here, and they've been a favourite for us. But we were really looking for a sort of change of direction, I suppose. Since I've been in New Zealand, I've worked in local government. But then there comes a point then actually you realise that you want to do something different and something else with your life. And we came across this opportunity through mutual friends that we discovered that the business was going to be sold.
And you jumped at it, or you thought about it for a little bit?
No, we jumped at it. We went and saw them the next day after we'd heard about it. And as I've been buying lilies from the company for years, we knew the owners. And so it was a really mutual agreement that we wanted to take it over. They were really happy that it was going to go from their hands. They created it nearly 30 years ago out of an asparagus field.
Oh, wow.
And they grew it. And they could see that we had the passion to be able to take it on, obviously change things as we want to bring things in, but keep the essence of what we did, you know, absolute first class lilies in New Zealand to the customers.
Mm. And did either of you have any experience in horticulture? Is that what you'd call flower growing?
Floriculture is the most technical term. I tell you what, the first year was I was on a vertical curve, learning curve, whilst getting to grips with all aspects of it.
When this opportunity came up to take over the business, what time period was that?
We met the previous owners to talk about this probably mid-2020. So first lockdowns had occurred. We were the smug country that was really back to normal after that initial lockdown period. And then we took it over in beginning of November 2020. Mm. And then we've had this massive roller coaster of COVID and lockdowns and massive amounts of traditional business disappearing. So it has been challenging, but equally, it has been challenging. So that's good. I would guess, and we have some detail, you know, the mix and the way things are sold now to different groups of customers is completely different to where it was in the old normal, and we don't have a new normal yet.
I think we're really looking forward, aren't we, to just being able to see where we're going to go and how it's going to develop. I mean, in the last month, exports have gone right back up. I mean, still a small percentage, but they were pretty much non-existent because there weren't the flights in and out of New Zealand. You know, at the moment, we're supplying a lot of Pacific Islands and lots of cruise ships around the Pacific Islands.
Really?
Yeah, so it's really funny seeing these orders. I was packing a few today, you know, these orders going off, and you know that there are going to be these gorgeous big lily displays floating around
in the ocean. Yeah, oh, that is quite a lovely image.
Yeah.
Because we bought it in COVID, we went in eyes open. We didn't perhaps know, like anybody back in the middle of 2020, how long it would last. But equally, we knew what the impact of COVID was on the business. And after that first lockdown, and we were the unfortunate company that had to literally let the lilies grow and then rotary hoe them back into the ground because there was no market. We couldn't get them anywhere. You know, we weren't ambitious about growth targets, for example, or trying to achieve things that weren't achievable with the quality, quantity and current market that was available. And we've done really well with that, and now the growth is coming.
The rain stopped for us slightly.
This is what I was talking about. This is one of those archaic oil burners. So this oil burner here is an Italian monster. It burns about 40 kilos of oil an hour.
Wow.
Okay, and we've got three of those. So we're burning about 120 litres or kilos of waste oil an hour for 10 hours. That's 1,400 litres.
That's a cost, though, for you too.
It's a monster cost.
Yeah.
Monster cost, but it's hideous. And so all of that, I've taken it out. I've already taken down the ducting.
How exciting is that for you?
It's a massive commitment, but the benefit we're going to get out of it is going to be immense in that the quality of the heat in the greenhouses will be transformative. Mm. The quality of the delivery of the heat, transformative. The change of waste oil, burning a ton and a half of waste oil a night, transformative. Yeah, we have to pay electricity, but there's a plan around that. We won't do it now, but we will eventually get to generate a few hundred kilowatts of energy through solar.
Yeah.
That will help offset.
Yeah.
So we're just going into one of our bigger greenhouses. What you hear are the fans that are basically just distributing the air around. It's always a combination of humidity, wet bulb and dry bulb, temperatures, light, wind direction. We have a computer system that basically alters everything on the variables based on what's happening now. What is the light? What is the wind direction? What is the humidity? What's the weather? What is it raining?
That's very smart.
It's very smart. And so vents will open and close, fans will come on and off. And all we're trying to do is bring those variables from extreme to moderate.
Yeah.
We can never control them, but if we can influence them, we can. We buy test tubes of Ophidius wasps that are about flea-sized.
Really?
So, and what these wasps do is they live in our hanging baskets because they're flowering.
Yeah.
And they then lay their eggs in aphids.
Oh, all right.
And so then the eggs develop and then they hatch, and that kills the aphid. So we don't need to do any spraying for aphids because our wasps...
You've got a natural solution.
It's got a natural solution.
How big is the property that you're working on?
10 acres. And there's just over 3 acres currently under greenhouse. We've got a bit of farm yard where there's some cattle on. There's another field that's about the right size to take a 5,000 square meter greenhouse, which will be our fifth greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at that investment probably in a couple of years once we've taken the benefit of the increased growth with the heating.
And I'm guessing there's still a vase of flowers in your home somewhere every week.
The odd one.
Yeah, the odd 15. We have got vases. It's lovely. I mean, we're still at the stage where it feels like a crime to throw something out if it can't be sold. If it's not good enough quality to go out, you know, maybe it's gone to a market and it's come back and it's a bit beaten up. We're not going to sell it to somebody else. But we can't bring ourselves to put it in the bin. So it goes home.
Colin Birch. And also you heard from his wife, Mary. You can find photos of the couple and their blooms on our webpage.